like this, the fourth, the fifth, minor fall and the major lift, baffled king composing hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Yeah. Good morning and welcome to the show. You're listening to the Hammer Radio Network, Hammer 96.7 BT Radio in Los Angeles. And I am executive producer Ellen Johnson coming to you live from Metairie, Louisiana. And today on the show, when homeless attack. Homeless crimes in L.A. have skyrocketed, devolved into feces attacks. I was soaked. Crimes committed by homeless persons in Los Angeles, along with the depravity of the acts, are skyrocketing, and we take a closer look at this, and also we'll have headline news, music, entertainment, politics, and a whole lot more, and you want to stay tuned for the second show today as we introduce our rock and loaded music show, and that's going to be at 8:30 Pacific Standard Time, but today, if you'd like to join us right now for the first show, the number is 319-527-6099, and now, without further ado, the number one radio personality, Brian the Hammer Jackson.
Good morning, Ellen. Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. It's going to be a short show. Our first show is going to be very short today, so if you'd like to come in the studio and talk, we're going to be on air for an hour and a half, and then we're going to continue with our second show, which is Rockin' Loaded, which is our music show. So if you want to participate on our regular show, we have an hour and a half today, and come on in the studio. I see F.U. Joe there. I'm going to give him a little ringy-dingy. Good morning, F.U. Joe. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. We are live. We are heard all over the world. All over the world is heard of us. If you want your voice heard, then how do you get to the studio? Ellen has the number. The number is?
The number, if you'd like to come in and join us, is 319-527-6099.
Good morning. Joe, good morning. How you doing, buddy?
Good morning, Brian. Good morning, Ellen. You didn't, let me
morning.
Give out the number then, if I interrupted your executive producer. 319-527-6099. To come to, which I would say would probably be the funniest show on morning BTR drive. For those of you who are listening and maybe want to decide when to come back, you should come back. You should listen to Brian and Ellen. They're a good team. Ellen knows when to keep quiet, when to interject. Brian, he just keeps on for 3 hours a fucking day. The only thing I don't like about the show, folks, is that you like to always criticize our president. But other than that, come on in.
Thank you, Joe. And we will not criticize the president because he's a dumb shit. Thank you.
Yeah, you can't fix stupid, though.
Everything I said, folks, forget it.
Thank you, Joe.
So what is
you.
It? In the words of Forrest Gump, stupid is as stupid does.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you too.
I know.
You know he's dumb when his own mother couldn't stand him.
Good morning, Therese. Good morning.
Good morning, Brian. Good morning, Ellie. Good morning, Joe.
Hey, Therese, was that true in the movie his own mother couldn't stand him?
Yeah, his mother could not stand him.
Oh, really? I don't remember that. Oh, okay. He turned out to be an okay guy for somebody, you know, whose mother didn't love him.
No, that's why he has a problem with women.
Oh, you're talking about Mrs. Pollution.
Uh-oh. What happened?
Wow. Well, you know his own mother couldn't stand him either.
About.
He's a spitting image of Trump, too.
Yeah. The world, what would be the famous thing for him? The world would be a piece of pussy I couldn't get. That would be his Mr. Gump or his Forrest Gump improvement.
That's it. That's it. I don't think he's been near one in a long time, or if ever. The only time he got some pussy is when he was born. And that's when he was popped out.
Yeah,
that's
I know.
The first time he ever got pussy.
Wow.
But, you know, we have a short show today. We have some great subjects I really want to talk about. And we're going to get to the homeless problem in about 3 minutes. We are. I just have something to get off my chest.
Oh, I'm sorry, Charisse. I didn't know. I'm sorry. All right.
Really, Joe?
What are you picking on Charisse
Welcome
early
to
in the
Brian
morning?
Welcome to Brian's show. And fuck you, Joe. Yes, Charisse. Really.
Fuck you, Joe. I'm sorry. And, yeah, welcome to our show, Ellen, our great host, and our morning crew. Fuck you, Joe, and the celebrity chef Charisse is here in the studio, everybody. Yay! I have to get something off my chest. You know, the Democrats are so fucking weak. I'm going to have a minute. I'm a Democrat, but I have to say this. It's like bringing your grandma, you know, you have a gang fight, right? You know, one side says, I'm going to meet you at the corner in the backyard. The other guy goes, yeah, well, I'm going to meet. And then you got the two leaders. One guy's like a biker dude. He steps forward, and you bring your 80-year-old grandmother. And I'm talking about Nancy Pelosi. You know, I hear, you know, the Democrats are inside going, I hear this, I hear that, and Nancy's great, and Nancy's this, and Nancy that, and she's our savior. Nancy ain't shit. She's 80 years old. Nobody's afraid of that. They're weak. You know, I get so frustrated. Trump tore them a new asshole at the rally in Pennsylvania. He tore them up. I'm talking about the Democrats. And Nancy will come out. Well, don't worry, we have the facts behind us. Shut up, you. Nobody cares about your facts. It's just, it is so hard to, it's like the, Joe and Charisse and Ellen will probably know, it's like a fight. And, you know, when you have a guy who's a street fighter, and then you have somebody who wants to fight with a, what is that, that British rules with the hands, with the rules of the fight with the British thing, what do they call it, the something, Canberra, fighting,
the Maltese,
whatever.
Yeah. The Queensberry rules. Yeah.
Queensberry rules. That's what's happening here. They are getting slaughtered, the Democrats. And then they're whining, oh, we have the facts that'll back you up. We don't care about your facts. Because I don't think Trump's going to win the election, by the way. He's not going to win. I mean, his hardcore base is going to be with him. He's not going to win it. He's an embarrassment. He's a laughing stock. All that kind of stuff. But I'm just, right now they have some kind of hearing going on where you got your Attorney General Barr, who is disputing the fact-finding results of nobody spied on Trump. Trump was yelling, everybody's spying on me. They're looking at me. It's rigged, blah, 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 blah. And they have Lindsey Graham, who is the chair. I'm not watching this crap because it's going to be the same bullshit. Same bullshit. Nothing new.
Oh, no, I'm watching it. It's going to be interesting.
on your side, it will be because they're going to rip the Democrats apart, the little whiny crybabies.
They are.
They're going to rip them. And you know what? They deserve to be ripped apart. They are. When you have an 80-year-old lady is your leader. And one minute she's saying, we're going to impeach you. And then the next minute she's saying, I am so happy that the president worked with us and we got this trade agreement. We needed this. It was so good. It's like, oh, God. Well, the reason I say this, and I know that Charisse doesn't like what I'm saying, but the reason I say this, after all this bullshit, as of yesterday, Trump made a statement in Pennsylvania, which is true. After all this bullshit, his numbers are going up. The numbers about impeachment, as far as anybody else goes, is reversing. About a month ago,
it's on the decline. You're right.
Yeah.
And the polls, they
are
going up in terms from also blacks, Hispanic, Asians. there's a greater percentage of people in those categories that are willing to vote for him the next time around. It's still an election that's not quite in the bag for him. If he does something really stupid between now and then, he could lose it. It's his to lose. But you're right. The numbers are reversing.
Yes. And it's the Democrat. You know, I always said it from the beginning. Democrats, shut up. Shut up. Because if you let Trump be Trump, he's an idiot. We're going to win this. But as soon as nervous Nancy and Nancy gets up there with her, like her Porky Pig imitation of it, and she gets up there going, "Don't you mess with me." Yeah, take it easy, Grandma. Whoa. Whoa.
Yeah.
And then the left side takes like, don't mess with Nancy. Ooh, come on. It's the numbers are reversed. The Democrats went too long. They did the same thing over and over and over again. Too many hearings. The Republicans went off the rails and they attacked. They didn't go after the facts. The Democrats stuck with the facts. Let me tell you what's wrong with the Democrats. Little pussies, man. There was so much pussy, even I couldn't eat it. It's so much pussy. Pussies. Wow. They didn't go after, hey, Trump, you know, it makes me mad. You didn't go after that the world's laughing at him. Play the role. Play tape. The world's laughing at him. Play the tape. Nothing. They didn't say anything about that. They didn't say anything about the judges, the federal judges. Trump lost his thing and lost this. No personal attacks on this guy at all. Just the facts, Jill. Just the facts. Nobody cares about the facts. I'll tell you why nobody cares. Who would rather go to the movies to see a documentary or see a great movie? I'm going to the great movie. Documentary, fuck you. Just the facts. And they're going to lose it. They're not going after him. They're not going. They're talking about Hunter Biden. Fine. How come you're not going after John Jr.? How come you're not going after Tiffany? Well, forget Tiffany. But how come you're not going after Ivana? How come you're not going after Melania? How come you're not putting that image up there and say, do you care? I don't care. Do you? There's just so much that they could have gone after this guy. So they just, and then you come up with just two things. Well, we're going to get him for obstruction of Congress. Obstruction of Congress? He has four of his associates behind bars, and you're going to get him an obstruction of Congress? Nobody cares about obstruction of Congress. That's the stupidest thing you ever did, you Democrats. It is ridiculous. Here's a little bit. We're going to get to the homeless people. But here's a little bit of Trump rallying, what I mean. And I don't know if you saw it in Virginia. I don't know what's going on. But here's a little bit of Trump at his rally yesterday.
And hello, Pennsylvania. Hello. It's great to be back in the state that gave us the Liberty Bell, Pennsylvania Steel, Hershey chocolate. I like Hershey chocolate.
It's like hearing one of the Muppets running for president. I like Hershey chocolate. All right, let's listen to Willy Wonka. Listen to this guy. Real? I mean, you know, it's like, let's say Charisse had a, oh, Charisse does. Let's go with Ellen. Let's say Ellen has, well, Ellen does too. Okay, let's go with Ellen. It's easy to pick on. Let's say Ellen has a son.
What?
You have a son.
Yeah, I do have a son.
All right, you have a son. Well, forget it. I'm not going after Ellen. I like her too much. Let's continue.
Oh, gosh.
Let's continue. There's Trump in Pennsylvania.
The Nittany Lions. You know, the Nittany Lions. They're doing pretty well, too. and the incredible American patriots, just like you. You are patriots. Thank you very much. Thank you. Under Republican leadership.
Let's say Ellen has a son. I'm not going to let it go. Ellen has a son who's a nice guy. He cleans up the streets. He's kind to his mother. He loves puppies. So this kind puppy lover wants to run for mayor. Then his opponent filed for bankruptcies, fucked porn stars, lawsuits up the ass, still being indicted while he's running for mayor, by the way. Still being indicted, will not show his taxes, will not even show his application to be a mayor. That's how bad he is. And then you say, Ellen's son going, I can't beat this guy? This guy's better than this guy's indicted. This guy's cheating on his taxes. This half his friends are in jail. And I'm having a hard time running against him and trying to beat him. I mean, what more do you have to have an edge? I mean, you can't have anything worse than it. The only thing worse is if he killed somebody. I mean, and you have to look, and the Democrats have to look like, we're having a hard time beating this guy? He's indicted 18 times. He ran out of the city. Everybody hates him. He doesn't even have an American wife. He brings in an immigrant. He cheats on his taxes. He has filed for bankruptcy. He's had nothing but scams and con games. And then all his friends are in jail. And then he's running against Ellen's son, who's a perfect guy, and Ellen's son has a problem beating him because Ellen's son's up 4 points with this guy. How bad is Ellen's son? What is wrong with this doofus? You can't beat this guy? I mean, you really think about it, forget all the noise and everything. Really? We're having a hard time beating this guy? This guy's lying every time. This guy's doing this. This guy's doing silly stuff. We got the allies laughing at us. It's a joke on Saturday Night Live. And you're having trouble beating this guy? You can't get a better guy to run against you. It's like Ellen's son running against Charles Manson, and Charles Manson's up by 2 points. What did Ellen's son do? That's basically it. Let's just strip everything. Basically it. You telling me that you can't beat this guy? Here you go.
America is stronger than ever before, and we're
stronger than ever before. I don't know if that's true or not. If you go with the economy, he's right. He is absolutely right. Let's go a little further.
We are respected again.
Well, okay, we're not. We are a laughing stock, and people hate you. See, it's great to have delusion on your side. You know what makes a great lie? Is that you believe it. A bad lie is when you know it's a lie and you're giggling afterwards and everything. But a great lie is that it has a little bit of truth, but you got to go all in. This dude's all in. He's like the great Bogoski or whatever, you know, the dude. He's all in. And people are believing it when it's all in. People actually believe that I have 6 toes and one of my pinky toe can wiggle your clit and make you come. They will say, really? Yeah, use it as a cum toe. Here's my cum toe. I would get dates on Friday night just because of my cum toe. Listen, you have holiday season, you got your mistletoe, I have my camel toe, and my cum toe. Toes or toes? Which one do you choose?
Your little black thumbs. Bum.
Oh, God,
my little black
don't.
Bum. Holiday favorite. Holiday favorite. Up on the charts with a bullet.
Oh, Lord.
Here we go a little bit more.
Last month, you saw it. We smashed expectations with another 266,000 jobs.
Well, not so much. But
yeah,
in a way, he's right.
To know where, because those jobs are right here in Louisiana. We have one of the highest unemployment rates in the country.
I know, kiddo, but it is true. It is true. 660, I think it is 666,000 new jobs were created. It is
true. Good job, Brian, because sure as hell isn't in retail or anything like that, because they're downsized.
Baby, it could be in manufacturing, it could be in labor, it could be in a lot of things, but it is true. It is. You may not like dumb fuck Trump. You may not like him. But if you look at the stats, even Charisse will chagrin and say, yeah, it's true. It's true. Let's listen again.
And unemployment is now more than a 50-year low. We have never seen.
That is true. That is true. See, it doesn't matter if he did it, Ellen. There's a lot of people working in departments and did a deregulation, whatever, but he could take credit for it. That is true.
Yeah,
but
Ryan, the point is that the jobs the jobs that he is talking about, they don't exist. They do
not
exist. I'm going to tell you what these jobs are, of point and simple.
Right.
You walk into a McDonald's and you order from a kiosk now, and there's three people in the back. Well, you just opened up 15 spots. You just opened up 15 spots. The jobs don't exist. And that's what people don't understand, is that you cannot apply for these jobs. Because technically, they don't exist anymore.
You go into Walmart.
But again, the average human is dumb, and you don't see that fact.
Yeah, you go into Walmart, Brian, you have self-checkout. You go into almost every grocery store, you have a self-checkout. You don't have people there anymore.
You know, all I'm saying is I saw the economic report. And he's right. I agree with you guys, but I saw the economic report. It is on paper that unemployment is the lowest in 50.
And like I said, for people everywhere else but here in Louisiana, the unemployment rate has gone up since he's been in office.
I'm not disputing what you and Charisse are saying. I'm just saying, well, here's the true facts, and we'll get to the homeless, too, because we've got a lot of stories to get to. But here's the true thing. As of that's 2019, November. I guess it's still good. Here's a fact check on Trump's economic falsehood. Trump claimed that under Obama, about 5 million more Americans have left the labor force. Not true. In fact, the civilian labor force grew by nearly 5.5 million under Obama. In his speech, Trump said, under the last administration, nearly 200,000 manufacturing jobs has been lost. That's true enough. The loss was 193,000. But the number of manufacturing jobs had increased by more than 900,000. Between the low point early in Barack Obama's first term and the time Trump took office, and Trump failed to mention the total employment grew by 11.6 million under Obama. Trump claimed that under Obama, almost 5 million more Americans had lost the labor force. Not true. In fact, the civilian labor force grew by 5.5 million under Obama. The president said the jobs were not exactly what you would call plentiful under Obama. That's also far from true. In March 2016, the number of unfilled job openings hit 6.1 million, the highest in the more than 15 years records have been kept. And when Trump took office, the number of unfilled jobs was still 5.6 million. capitalizing on Obama's success.
See, so he didn't do it. He's trying to take credit for something.
In 2016,
that
the Department
did.
Of Labor predicted that Americans would continue dropping out of the workforce in record numbers. But that's another falsehood. The Department of Labor Bureau of Labor Statistics projection for 2016 to 2028, actually issued in December 2015, was that the labor force would continue to grow to a slower pace because the population was aging and many were reaching retirement age.
Well, what they didn't take account for, what they didn't take account for was the fact that now they have the wealth tax. So people, these companies are laying off their people, putting in technology, and getting rid of the workforce so that they can keep their profits.
That's true.
They didn't
Trump
take account for
that.
Anything that happened between 2015 and 2017 is now moot. I'm sorry, 2018 is now moot. Any survey, any study is moot. Because I know that when I walk into a Walmart where there used to be 12 cashiers on, there may be now 3 or 4.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
How many have lost their jobs?
Our self-checkouts.
Exactly. You have at least 9 self-checkouts now where people used to stand there. And now Walmart has now doubled their profit because it only costs about $200,000 to put one of those machines in.
He can't really be taking credit for any of this because he didn't do it.
Wow.
Car plants have closed, and the ones that are open now have machines building cars.
Okay.
What jobs did you really create?
Well, this is as of September of 2019. I asked, is the economy under Trump, is it the greatest in history as Trump claims? Here's the fact check, reality check verdict. It is true the economy has been doing well, but there have been periods when it was even stronger. And the trade war with China, rising tensions in the Middle East, and fears over the health of the global economy has unsettled markets recently and led the U.S. Central Bank, the Federal Reserve, to lower interest rates. Some of the best economic numbers our country has ever experienced are happening right now, President Trump tweeted. You just heard what he said this month. What do the figures show? The annual rate of the GDP, the values of goods and services in the economy, has generally been strong. I'm looking at the growth chart between Obama and Trump. Obama has reached the highest is 5 point, looks like is in the 5 point area. I'm guessing 5.3. And a U.S. economic growth. Trump only reached 3.2.
Yeah, and you have to remember that's because of all the tariffs that he put on everybody.
You're right. This is significant.
And I don't understand. I don't understand why Pennsylvania is cheering him so much, because Pennsylvania has lost the most jobs.
Well, see, those are not really actually a true representation of Pennsylvania. Trump lost Pennsylvania against Hillary. That township where he's at, he lost that. Those are his hardcore fans. Remember, those are his hardcore fans.
Because he went to the most racist part of Pennsylvania.
But he lost
black people would not be caught in.
But he did lose that area to Hillary. Where he's at right now, he lost to Hillary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because if you choose to look at the health and economy based on a GDP, Mr. Trump claims are suspect when compared to the national economic boom of the post-war years, says Megan Black, professor of history at the London School of Economics. President Trump has highlighted the rising value of U.S. financial markets, and particularly the Dow Jones. And I'll try to explain to you guys. You guys know, and I said this so many times, when you look on a screen and it says the Dow Jones, the stock market, and everything, unless you work in a company with a 401k, it means shit to you. It doesn't affect you whatsoever, whether the stock market goes up or down. That has nothing to do with you. Even if it goes up and Trump is bragging the stock market up, unless you have a 401k, it means diddly squat. It does not affect you whatsoever.
I mean, and not just a 401k, Brian. Unless you have a stock portfolio, it means nothing.
Right. It means nothing. It's not going to help you whether it's up or down. Well, it will help you if it's up because maybe you'll notice a little price rises in your food or taxes or whatever. But basically, when Trump is talking about we have the highest economic ever because the stock market's up, unless you have a 401k, unless you have a 401k or some kind of retirement stock portfolio, it does not affect you. And that means about 75% of you Americans, when you hear about the Dow Jones up or down, it's not going to help you, and it does not put money in your pocket. That's for the 1% that he's talking about, maybe 5%. Because of the workforce. But 85% of you, it does not affect whatsoever. So forget when you hear that. It's not talking to you.
I mean, I have to disagree. It kind of does affect everybody because prices go up and down because of
a little bit. But it's not that much.
Well, you know what? It has affected me. It has affected me, and I'm going to tell you how it just affected me. I had to renew my insurance. My insurance was $21 a month. That is what I paid every month, $21 and $11 for my dental. That was under Emblem Health. I now had to renew my insurance. I got the worst health care, Fidelis Health Care. That's the only one I could afford. And it's still costing me $411 a month for health insurance.
Yeah, that's high.
It does affect us every day. But mind you, my paycheck is down $500. But my taxes are up that I have to pay the government. Where I used to pay $50 to $150 for 6 months to the IRS. Now I pay $300 every 3 months.
There you go.
It does affect us every day.
Well, some people could argue when the stock market crashed and we had the Great Depression. So we can go down there. I'm not an economic expert or professor, but I agree with you, Charisse. But the average human being, if you're relying on the stock market, it can, in its ways. Charisse happened to be a very successful businesswoman. It will affect you. Let me just move on really quickly. And I agree, Charisse. I'm going to move on because we only got an hour today. Here's what Trump said again.
What's going on with different groups? Unemployment is at a position. We've never had anything like this. You're so lucky I became your president, Norman. I'm only kidding. I have to say I'm kidding because the fake news back there will take that. Take that statement and they'll blow it up and they'll say he said they were lucky to have him as president. What a horrible thing to say because they're fake. Anyway, here in Pennsylvania, you had the single best year that you've ever had in the history of our country. Not bad.
In the history of the country. All right, I can't take it anymore. I try to get through this. I cannot. I'm trying to save that one brain cell I need for an emergency. I got to do it. Bottom line, he ripped the Democrats and this and this and this. You know the song, right? You know the song. The cable news quit doing the rallies because it's just bullshit. It is bullshit. Bottom line, he lied about everything. And you got the inbred people behind him wearing his shirt. One guy's wearing it backwards. And they're cheering everything. And but here's the bottom line. He is failing. He is failing. And he's going to lie about the impeachment. I'm going to get to that part, but we don't have that time. We all know the song, right? He's going to deny it, impeach, and this and this, and the lying bastards, the sons of bitches. He's going to say this. It's a great thing to have your kids watch the president talk. I was going to play it, but we don't have enough time for bullshit. Smart people know in Pennsylvania when they shut down the jobs and the mills and the coal mines and this and that, and they're unemployed and they can't even, but they're buying this T-shirt. But it goes back to this. It goes back to what I said. With all this baggage this guy has, and I look at him. I mean, if I ran and I didn't even know him, and I'm saying, hey, Brian, guess what? This guy's under indictment. 18 people. He's under 18 indictments. He has to move from New York to Florida because he doesn't want to pay his taxes. He, you know, a porn star sued him. His associates are in jail. And they go, I go, that's my opponent? Yeah, the worst thing you ever did was, you know, peed on a cat. That one time when you were drunk in college. Ah, stupid cat. Who knew that he was going to walk through my stream? But they caught that on tape. You know, people don't like you because you're peeing on a cat. It wasn't my fault. Stupid cat. That's all I got. That's all I got. And yet, I'm only 4 points up from this guy. How bad am I? That's the bottom line. He did attack Elizabeth Warren. He said something stupid. He says, I'm paraphrasing it. Elizabeth Warren was doing good until she opened up her fresh mouth. Well, that's all the women needed to hear. That's it. All the women got on their brooms, took to the streets, flying around.
Brian has such a colorful way of describing things.
Time to burn the bra again. Take the streets. You know, women crack me up. Remember when they had the protest? I guess it was the 90s or whatever. And they decided to get together, a big thing. And goes, you know what? We're going to fight for our rights and we're going to burn our bra. Every man in the universe 90s. Going, I'm going to be there.
Talk about the 90s. That wasn't the 90s. That was in the 60s.
Whatever, the bra burning incident. But they were protesting. And all the men are going, yeah. I love this protest. What were you protesting against? I don't know what it is, but we're burning our bra. Titties! I'm in! And then the women will get upset and saying, you pervert. Me, pervert? You're burning your bra. Some of you guys are burning it. Why is the bra still on your body? Those are the blondes. Can you burn my bra? Barbie, you got to take it off first. Oh. That time that happened, I got 3-degree burns on my titties. Take your bra off first, then burn it. You got a bunch of topless women going, yeah, freedom. We're going, yeah, freedom. Yeah.
Brian, I don't think they were walking around putting nothing on.
Hey,
I think they had shirts
footage.
On. They were just burning their bras.
Oh,
and they pulled
some had
the
footage,
door.
And they were topless. And I saw titties. I love that protest. Except some of the old ladies in there, and I said, put your bra back on, lady. Ruin the protest. Hey, women's rights, I'm for it. Can you imagine if it was men's rights and we end up burning our jocks? Come on. Come on. The Million Man March, and we're going to make a statement, and we're going to burn our underwear. Like the Burning Man. Really? Dumb fuck.
Oh, my God.
What kind of statement is that? A lot of Band-Aids that day, my friend. Talk about burnt barbecue weenies. Bottom line. Thank you, Alex.
Oh, my goodness.
Ryan has such a colorful way of describing things.
Well, they got upset. Well, women got upset when Trump used the word fresh mouth. She opened up her fresh mouth. That got women pissed off. It didn't get them pissed off when he said other things, but as soon as he opens his mouth about a woman and she has a fresh mouth, and then the local news, the left-wing news, took that on. It's like, come on, shut up. Really? All right, enough about him. I can go on and on. Let's hear President Dumbfuck say one last thing before we go.
President Dumbfuck.
Pennsylvania unemployment rate has reached an all-time record low. And I hate to tell you this, you know, when I was campaigning 3.5 years ago, I'd come here. You weren't doing so well, folks, right? You weren't doing so well. Wages were way down. Unemployment was way up. It wasn't a pretty picture.
Not true.
Just a few months
ago. Not true. But come on. Go on, delusional boy. Go ahead.
Ago, I visited the new Shell petrochemical plant in Beaver County at $6 billion, with a B, $6 billion. It is the largest investment in Pennsylvania history. We're ending decades of failed trade policies that devastated communities all across the state. For generations, American manufacturing was the bedrock of your economy, the bedrock. Remember last administration, you need a magic wand, it'll never come back. You need we found the magic wand, didn't we? Then came NAFTA, the NAFTA disaster, I call it, one of the worst trade deals in the history of any country, and the loss of 1 in 3 Pennsylvania manufacturing jobs. Your politicians always pledge to fix it. They talk about it for years and years and decades, but they never were able to do it. They came and they went to Washington and they did nothing. But unlike those politicians, I keep my promises.
Oh, boy. Wow. I keep my promises? What is he now?
Okay.
Evito? Is he Mr. Evito? Don't cry for the Republicans.
Yeah, Mr. Okay, let's see what promises he's kept. The wall. Oh, there is no wall. Health care. Oh, there is no health care.
Right.
Lower taxes. Oh, what? Taxes just went through the roof.
Right. Mr. Evito here. The truth is, I never left you all through my con days. It's pretty existent. Don't indict me. Keep your distance. Come on, Mr. Evito. All right, we don't have much time. How much time do we have in it? Oh, God. How do these people do it, Charisse? How do they do an hour of show? I'm already at 30 minutes. How do they do this?
I don't know.
All right, we're going to do a story that I didn't
really
expect to do.
Are you going to call this our music show?
Yeah, everybody,
we've only got
30 minutes, so if you'd like to come in the studio, come in the studio, because we're doing our regular show right now. The second half of the show that will start at 8:30, you would have to call back in, is our music show. We are launching our Rock and Loaded show. So we're going to be playing music and music. That means Charisse could be cooking while she listens to beautiful music by me and Ellen.
Yes, and we will be having some music interviews 2020, I'm going to, and, you know, and Brian knows that I can get these big musicians. All I have to do is talk to them.
Yeah.
I'm not scared to put myself out there.
No, you're pretty damn good. If you're in a studio, we're going to be able to talk to you. We won't be talking to you on the air. We'll go in private. We'll talk. We'll discuss stuff, be our friend and everything. So you don't. If you just want to listen, you're going to listen. We'll test it out. It's only going to be for an hour and a half of pure music. And you can do things on Facebook, shop online, call the Capture Store. We got some great things in there. And you just listen to the music, and I hope you support our music thing. So we only got 30 minutes if you want to come in and talk about issues. So that's why I'm going to go really quickly. Here's a story that I didn't plan on talking about.
If they are a musician and they want to come on the show, just go to MVPOnDemand.com and hit the Brian Hammer Jackson link and fill out the guest form. But,
oh, thank you, Ellen.
Brian, I'm going to put my thing back in. Okay, since we're doing the music show on Wednesdays now, they have to have their form in by Monday. No later than 5 o'clock Central Time so that I can make sure everything is right. If they send me music or if they send me pictures, I can make sure everything uploads.
There you go. And just because we're doing music, we'll still be in the studio. You can still come in the studio and we can still talk to you. And we can talk to you in private. You can talk to you. You have a request you want to come in, a request you want to make. We can do that. We still do it. We just won't be on the air that much. And if the talk is interesting, we'll put it on the air like a buffer in between songs. It's going to be fun. Music.
Yeah, we'll have music interviews, Brian. Like I said, I'm not afraid to put myself out there. I'll even go after Paul McCartney.
Nobody's afraid
to
buy you either. Ellen puts herself out there and she gets sold. Sell it, baby. If I have sex traffic,
Paul McCartney on the show.
Oh, baby, I'll put you out there with a sandwich sign with no clothes underneath and say, hey, free meat. Love it. We promotion. And speaking of music, the number one song was a bullet holiday song. Well, the top four songs are Silent Night. Was it Silent Night? I'm trying to remember. I looked at it. Oh, Come All You Faithful, Santa Claus Is Coming to Town. And the number one song with a bullet is My Little Black Bum. Yes.
Oh, jeez.
I hear a request. Okay.
Oh, gosh.
Give me a little something, something to wet your holiday whistle.
Oh, gosh.
You know.
This is where we need to start a holiday drinking game. Get your holiday
That's
drink.
Right. Number one holiday song, My Little Black Bum. And I would love for people to come
Brian
up
says,
request
My Little
that.
Black Bum. You take a
My
shot.
My Little Black Bum. I would love people to request that song. I give a gift to you, my little black bum. Bum, bum, bum. It's nice and tight and shiny, my little black bum. Bum, bum, bum. I spread my cheeks for you, my little black bum. Bum, bum. I spread my cheeks for your little wet tongue. Little wet tongue. Little wet tongue. Then I come. Bum, bum. There you go. Thank you. Holiday song with a bullet. Little black bum.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you. Get the T-shirt and the bracelet. My little black bum.
Oh, my goodness. Jesus, Joseph, and Mary, please help him.
I need all three. Come on, everybody. Too much talent. Just too much entertainment for you for free. Here's a story. Here's a story that I did not put in my repertoire. Trois.
Your what?
You know, my repertoire. You know my repertoire. Yes. I speak French, Ellen. Do you know what a twat is?
Yes, I know what a twat is.
It's French. It means coffee. Trois café.
Trois does not mean coffee.
It means coffee in French. Ellen, where's your
what
education?
The hell? What the hell French dictionary are you looking at? Trois does not mean coffee.
It does mean coffee. It's like, may I have sugar with my twat? Thank you.
Oh, God.
And I love my favorite chocolate place, Twat and Twaffles. Twat and Twaffles.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Did I hear another request for my little black bum? Thank you.
Nobody said anything about your little black bum.
Exactly. We do not want to hear or see your
little
black
bum.
No.
Yes. Bum, bum, bum.
Oh, gosh.
He goes for gay foreplay, my little black bum. Little black bum.
Oh,
little black. Little something, something.
Oh, my God.
Little black bum, number one, with a bullet.
Somebody please make me deaf.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. My God. Oh, my God. Make me deaf. Make me deaf, Lord. Well, you might need lips, then I'll just mouth it. I can still
oh, no. Okay, throw in
I
a little bit of blindness in that, too.
Yeah, just a touch of blindness, a little blurry. Oh. Well, that's what I put in my review. It'll make you
hey,
go
Brian,
blind, my
little
blind.
Snowing here.
Is it really? Is that your first snow?
Yes. Yeah. No,
oh.
This is the second.
Oh, that must be beautiful.
No, it's disgusting. It's already black in
you
the street.
Like...
I hate the snow. Why
the
do you think I want to move to Vegas?
Do you really? You don't
yes.
want to move to Vegas. Vegas is depressing. You really don't want to move to Vegas. It is so depressing in Vegas. And that goes with the story. I don't know if we have enough time. What's going on? I have to look at the time. Oh, God, 25
it's
11 minutes. Okay. All right, we got 25 minutes. If you want to come in the studio and you want to request my little black bum, please do. Ellen, what's the number for my little black bum?
The number is 319-527-6099.
That's right. We're moving on. Here we go. I didn't do this story. This is kind of a coincidence. We made a live call to a brothel. Was it a couple of days ago? Ellen was my wife who was into freaky shit. Well, here's a story right here. Just came on the internet maybe 20 minutes ago. Headline. Man held and women rescued in Luton suspected brothel raids. They're raiding the brothels. Run, whore. Run.
Oh, gosh.
Police raided 15 sites on Tuesday night where they found Romanian and Hungarian women. Ooh. Ooh. I like. I went out with a Romanian. Oh, my God. Woo! Rome burned that night, my friends. Ooh. Yes. You haven't lived till you went out with a Romanian. And they do roam everywhere. What are you doing?
Well,
I'm
you,
Romanian.
You
go
know
ahead.
What? Romania and Hungary are... The capital
thing
for
wrong with
vampires.
Hungry women.
Hungry not
women
hungry.
Love.
Good.
They found Romanian and Hungary women in their 20s, believed to be victims of sexual exploitation. The searches in Luton were part of an investigation of human trafficking, exploitation, and modern-day slavery. Yeah, I get. Why do I imagine white whores on their back saying? Nobody knows the trouble I've seen. Nobody knows. Hello. Slavery. Free them. Free the horse.
my goodness.
The men were arrested on suspicion of the management and control of brothels and money laundering. I have to do your laundry every Sunday. Nothing wrong with that. They include 6 Romanians, 1 Hungarian, and 1 Briton, and are in custody at the Littleton Police Station. Yeah. Tip of the iceberg. The raids were part of an operation, and the latest intelligence-led operation involved 100 police officers and a special staff. 150 police officers raiding 6 whores. Let's do the math.
Really?
Hey, Bob. We're going to raid the brothel. Oh, I'm with you, buddy. Officer Jefferson, and we're going to raid the brothel. All right. Hey, can I come too? Sure can. 10-4, copy. 150 police officers raiding 6 whores. Come on. Come on. Okay. It says 150 police officers and 1 specialist staff. And 1 specialist. Who's that specialist? Hey, can I come? Oh, that's a specialist. All right, you can come too. Why was he there as a specialist staff? What is he a specialist of? Come on, let's go raid the whores. Big operation.
That's probably
operation
a social worker.
Yeah, social. Yeah, I'm sure he was. Operation Big O. Copy that.
Oh, my goodness.
The rescued women spoke little English and were taken to a place of safety. The only English that they spoke was, that would be $150. I thought you didn't speak any English. I speak that English. But we're talking. That's right. Gas, grass, or ass. Nobody rides me for free. Inspector Jim Goldsmith. Uh-oh, Goldsmith. Oh, Jesus. You're in trouble now. When you got a Jew inspector. All right, boys. You're going to be raided. And you're going to be accounted, too. And some women are offered contracts to come to the UK to work in a proper job. But unfortunately, that's not the case. And the raids were the tip of the iceberg. That's Inspector Iceberg. They're on his tip.
Mm-hmm.
And here's what Goldsberg said. We've seen quite a dramatic rise over the last 8 to 9 months in the off-street sex trade. In Luton, which has been numerous brothels open, and as such has prompted the actions we've taken. We try to keep these women as we can, and that was the purpose of these raids, to take the women out of that environment, give them an opportunity to exit that life and get them back to their families. And a related story, we have masses of women escaping through windows and running back to the brothels. But back to you, Bob. Thank you. And that's that story. So we're going to go to our real story about the homeless people. I don't know what to do with the homeless people. Nobody knows what to do with the homeless people. We got homeless stories, 19 minutes. We're going to go really fast. Homeless story. We're going to the homeless story now. The story's by in L.A. Back for you. Come to California. And you'll be homeless. You'll love Ellen. Home of the homeless.
Ain't New York City cold and it's damp. And all the people dressed like monkeys.
Dress like monkeys in New York City.
Let's leave Chicago.
That's how you dress like a monkey. This is a problem in New York City and L.A. alone. This is no joke. This is no joke. This is no joke at all. Then we're going to get to our next story about athletes who poop their pants. But let's go back to Sarah's story first. Only the classic material on this show. Let's listen to this because it's very serious about the homeless. And then I'll pull up some stats on the homeless. It is pretty awful here. Let me see if this is census here. Yeah, here we go. Let's go with the census because I have none. Thank you, Ellen. Thank you, Cherie. The U.S. cities with the most homeless people in 2018. This is depressing. Listen to these stats. More than 500,000 Americans are going to be homeless. 500,000 Americans are going to be homeless this holiday season. The other half is giving them money. You know, it's rough being homeless. Despite 7 years of study, progress, and decline, the homeless population has now increased slightly for the second year running. A report from the Department of Health and Urban Development has found that just under 553,000 people are homeless. 553,000 people are homeless. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you lay. Da 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 da. Hey, boy. With approximately 65% staying in shelters accommodation. 65% of those 553,000 are in shelters. Out of every 10,000 people in the United States, 17 experience homelessness on a single night. I'm one. It went like this. Brian, yes, honey. Did you fuck somebody else? Why, no. Then how come you have no underwear on? It got hot. But you left this morning with underwear. Yes, I did. When did you take your underwear off? Lunchtime. Got hot down there. Boys need to breathe. And then the smell test.
Oh, my gosh.
What are you doing, sweetheart? I'm smelling you. And what does it smell like? Who's the bitch? Next thing you know, I am homeless for the night. I got what I could. Yeah, I took what I could do before she throws things. I left the house, and it was kind of like 2 in the morning. And then I couldn't call nobody because they were asleep. And I found myself walking under a bridge. It was my only friend that night.
Bridge was your only friend?
It was my only friend. Then I remember I had a car. So I had to walk back home, got my car. And I slept in it.
Gosh.
Hey, I got a car. Yeah. But the hard part was getting my car keys because apparently as I was running for my life, I forgot to put my car keys. So then I had to go in and knock on the door going, remember me? And she threw the car keys and almost poked my eye out. But I had a house to stay for the night. It was a mobile home that night, my friends. Mobile home. I drew by a park and I slept at the park with the rest of the nuts and the animals. Happens every day in America. I couldn't go back to the girl I sat with because her husband was home.
Oh gosh.
Just thought. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Teaches me a lesson. I don't know what it is, but I'm going to learn it. The lesson in there. Half of all people experience homelessness are in one of five states. Here we go, people. Five states. They want to play a game where the most homeless people are? Okay, call your name, and that'll be your buzzer. Go. Five states.
Probably LA is one.
California. 129,972 people are homeless in California. Over 130,000 people in California. Four more states.
Wow.
Anybody?
Cherise,
Ellen.
New York.
Yeah.
Cherise?
New York.
New York. New York, 91,897 people are homeless.
Ellen. Ellen.
Ellen.
Louisiana.
did not make the five states.
Wow.
Cherise, Las Vegas.
Las Vegas did not make it.
Really?
Ellen. Florida.
31,030 people are homeless. Two more states.
Wow.
Cherise, Arizona.
Three. Arizona didn't make it.
Ellen,
wow.
Washington, D.C.
Huh?
Washington, D.C.
22,304 people homeless in Washington, D.C. There's
wow.
one state left. There's one state left. I'll give you a hint. All my exes live in
Texas.
25,310 people homeless. If you add all
wow.
that together, if you add all that together, you're probably hitting close to, I would say, 400,000 people in just in those five states are probably homeless.
Wow, and California's got the most.
We got the most. They stay for the sunshine, for their little black bum.
Oh, gosh.
Unsurprisingly, the problem is far more visible in urban areas, and over half of the homeless people live in one of the country's 50th largest cities. In fact, nearly a quarter of all people sleeping rough did so in either in New York or Los Angeles. The Big Apple has one of the lowest levels of unsheltered homeless at 5%. That is low. While in Los Angeles, it's 75%.
Jeez.
75%
wow.
of people were found in unsheltered location, meaning they're on the street. 75%. New York City comes first on the list with 78,676 people in total. Los Angeles comes in second with around 50,000 people, while Seattle, King County, rounds off the top three with 12,000 people who are homeless. And, you know, most of what I'm going to say, here's some of the biggest and the largest homeless areas. New York City is number one. Los Angeles, number two. Seattle, number three. San Diego, California, number four. San Jose, California, number five. District of Columbia, number six. San Francisco, number seven. Phoenix, number eight. Boston, number nine. And Las Vegas, you hit the nail on the head, number 10. 6,083 people homeless in Las Vegas.
Wow. New Orleans didn't even make the list. And I know we have homeless people.
I think all of them do, but yeah, they did not make the list at all. And here's the problem of being homeless. And this affects, and this is where my girlfriend works. And here's the story right here. Why is homelessness so important, and how can it affect your life? Now, I knew about this in New York, but I didn't know this about L.A. I did not know this about L.A. We're talking rats. Rats. Yeah, see, you little rat, see? Rats. You know? I have never seen. Sydney was telling me about, because she works downtown, and she sees them along the subway, and they're big ass suckers, big rats.
Yeah, they look like little chihuahuas.
Yeah, and people don't think about L.A. that much, about you know, but this is a little hidden secret about L.A. Listen to this story.
Crawling through the streets of Los Angeles, feasting on piles of uncollected trash. Now, the I-Team exposed a problem recently, and the city vowed to clean it up. But we found evidence the city's rodent population is growing, pushing those rats and possibly disease closer to homes and businesses. Investigative reporter Joel Grover pressed the mayor to explain what... ...explain why L.A. has no formal rat control program.
Rats raced across Ceres Avenue near downtown, competing for food. What's most remarkable is that we saw this army of rats the week after the city cleared away mountains of trash.
We're putting resources...
...with the mayor declaring this once filthy street all cleaned up.
This is a juvenile...
But these two rodent experts say L.A.'s rat problem is out of control.
I've never seen this many droppings, ever.
That's Neve Quinn of the University of California and Sylvia Kenmuir, who advises the city of New York how to control its rats.
I had no idea it was this bad.
Bad not just in downtown, but across the city. Our cameras spotted rats running around near people and munching on trash. And sanitation workers gave us these pictures of rats and rat feces that they found inside homeless encampments. Encampments where people defecate on the streets.
Rodents will eat human feces. They will eat scraps.
Could L.A. be doing a better job of controlling
Absolutely.
The rats?
Absolutely.
In fact, L.A. still has no formal program to control rats 8 months after an epidemic of the infectious disease typhus spread by fleas that often live on rats.
Yep.
Cities like Washington have workers out every day plugging burrows where rodents nest and multiply. New York City's mayor has formed a rodent academy to train city workers and has a rat task force that meets weekly. Why not have a mayor's task force on rodent control?
We are putting together a team right now. It doesn't have a name?
Last October, for a few days, the city sealed rat burrows just in the Skid Row area. But the sanitation department tells us there's no additional rat control effort like that scheduled for this year. And while the mayor says you should call 311 to report trash piles,
submit a service request by calling 311.
There's no category for reporting rat sightings, even though downtown workers tell us they're seeing more rodents than ever and getting bitten by fleas that live on them.
Rats are everywhere, and it's just not acceptable to expose people to this kind of disease.
And what about all those rats we found on Ceres Avenue,
which
sits right next to L.A.'s produce district?
They're crawling on the boxes. They're crawling on the produce. This is a serious health problem.
What are you doing today to control the rats and deal with the rat burrows here?
Sure. Let me get back to you. I don't know if there's action taken today.
The day after we questioned the mayor, his spokesman said a contractor filled 15 rat burrows with flea powder and rat poison and stuffed them with paper and wire mesh.
This is definitely an active burrow.
But just 2 hours later, the I-Team was there with those two experts, and they found plenty of active rat burrows that weren't filled. They also saw rats still running wild.
Here he comes. See him?
A health threat to all of L.A.
These things are running around in our cities, in our restaurants, in our children's schools.
Experts tell us that clearing trash without first doing careful rodent abatement may actually be making the problem worse by pushing...
There you go. Rats, as Donald Trump calls them, commies. Little political joke there. We're running out of time. I wanted to get to this one story here about this woman who was soaked with feces. I knew you need to go out with a girl named Cece. And here it is. I'll read it really fast, and I hope I can get to
it. Brian.
I know. No, shit. Here it is. Here's the story. I'll read it really quickly.
So this woman was walking down the street. Here she goes. Homeless crimes in L.A. skyrocketed and feces attacked. I was soaked. Here's the story. Crimes committed by homeless persons in Los Angeles, along with other depravity of the attacks, and are skyrocketing. A local NBC affiliate called Streets of Shame, they have a series tallied the numbers over the past 2 years while interviewing a victim who was recently covered in human waste. In human waste. It was diarrhea. Ma'am, can you describe what happened to you? Yep, I could. It was diarrhea. Hot liquid. I was soaked. And it was coming off of my eyelashes and into my eyes.
Ew.
Victim Hailey Van Tessel, known as Poopy Girl, said during an interview that aired Monday, the paramedics who came to treat me said there was so much of it on me that it looked like the man was saving it up for a month. He was saving it.
That's disgusting.
Oh, that's gross.
The station said there were 6,528 homeless attacks in 2017, along with another 9,846 crimes reported in 2018. The numbers are on track to climb even higher this year. We found case after case where the suspects suffered from mental illness or methamphetamines abuse. Methamphetamines. Ellen, methamphetamine.
What?
Meth abuse. Meth.
Oh, okay.
Court records show that Ms. Van Tessel, attacker identified as Jer Blessings. J-E-R-E Blessings. The man who suffers from schizophrenia and other psychotic disorder was charged with battery and not wiping himself and taken to jail. There he is. That's what he did.
Alrighty then.
Don't. Oh, 90 seconds.
Well, 90 seconds, what we have to do. We got other stories, but apparently I can't do them because I got 90 seconds and we got our music show coming up. So here's what will happen. If you look at our show, you can see if you want to come in the studio, you have to hang up and call back in because it's a new show. We're hoping that you join us. We're going to have some rough moments, but we're going to play a lot of songs. And if you'd like to come in the studio, you can come in the studio. You can request a song. You won't be on air, but you'll be able to talk to Ellen and I. Meaning just because we're playing music, that we will be in the studio. And if we see you, we will go in private with you, have a talk. And if you have a request, we will do it. And the show is going to start in exactly 30 seconds. I hope you enjoy today's show. And stay around for our new show called Rock and Loaded, which starts in 30 seconds. Love you guys. Cherise, thank you so much for coming in as Celebrity Chef Cherise. And thank you, F.U. Joe. And hopefully you'll be listening to our music as you putter around the house and doing your Facebook posting, and you can listen to the show. And if you have a request, again, Ellen, what's the number? Come on in the studio and request it. What's the number? 15 seconds, Ellen.
319-527-6099.
There you go, 10 seconds. And don't forget, Little Black Bum needs your support. Vote for it. Number one holiday song. See you guys in a half an hour. Bye.